Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I am happy to be with you again for another episode of the Book Review Podcast. I want to talk to you about, the title of this episode is Hilarious and Wonky, which might have you wondering. So I want to know if you have seen the video that has gone viral recently and keeps popping up on my Facebook feed of the Scottish grandma reading her grandson, who's a baby, a book called Wonky Donkey. If you have not seen this, pause this podcast, go on the internet and type in Scottish granny reading Wonky Donkey. It's hilarious because she finds it so hilarious. So she's reading this book to her grandson. It is called Wonky Donkey. It is by Craig Smith and illustrated by Katz Crowley. And it's one of those books that has a lot of silly nonsense words, and it's a cumulative book. So each page starts with the beginning of the story and then builds and builds and builds. And it, as I said, it's got a lot of nonsense words in it, and this grandma is just dying. She's just laughing hysterically. She's got tears rolling down her cheeks. So let me actually give you the description of the book. It says, in this very funny cumulative song, each page tells us something new about the donkey until we end up with a spunky, hanky-panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey, which will have children in fits of laughter. It will also clearly have Scottish grannies in fits of laughter. Now, the baby could basically care less. I mean, you know, he's kind of paying attention, and he keeps looking at his grandma like, really? What? I don't understand why you are crying or laughing, or I don't know which one you're doing. It is the sweetest thing. I love when videos and things go viral for happy reasons, for good reasons, for reasons that make me smile. And this will definitely make you smile. I mean, at one point she says something like, I don't know of how I'm going to get through this, or something. So the granny is Janice Clark, and she actually, the video was shot by her daughter, Fiona Clark, and she is reading it to her four-month-old grandson, Archer. Apparently, she has a Facebook page, The Scottish Granny, where there's a lot of videos of her reading to her grandson, but this one went viral for absolutely obvious ways, because she is hilarious, and she is so enjoying this book. So I'm looking at an article on today.com, and Janice writes, I'm totally amazed. I can't believe how many people have now laughed along with me. And as I said, she lives with her daughter Fiona in Queensland, Australia, and she just can't stop laughing. The book is by a New Zealand author, Craig Smith. It hasn't sold a lot of copies in the United States and the UK, but that is changing. In fact, it is unavailable on Amazon. If you go look on Amazon, because so many people have now, because of this viral video, so many people have now bought this book, which is awesome, especially for the author. This book came out in 2010 or 2009, depending on, I saw both. So 8 years later, 9 years later, Craig Smith, the author, is now, they're having to reprint this book because it is sold out. So many people want it. And it's just, I mean, I love books like this that have, I love wordplay. I love silly words. I love words that flow together in that fun, you know, I love alliteration. This isn't alliteration, and it's not exactly rhyming, but it's got words that have the nk sound in it. So whether it's spunky or hanky, you know, different sounding, stinky. So spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donky. So she says, Janice Clark says, I tend to visualize things in my mind so I could clearly see this poor winky wonky donkey, Clark said. The video has now been watched more than 500,000 times, and this was published today, so that's pretty accurate. And it's now ranked number 2 among all books on Amazon, which is pretty amazing. And as I said, the publisher is now rushing to print another 50,000 copies. It's already sold more than 1 million copies since its release, but mainly in Australia and New Zealand. The author tells The Guardian the video is gold. Watching Janice read and laugh was just delightful. And like many, her infectious laugh had me laughing too. He says, I've always wondered why sales had not taken off so much in the UK and US, but that looks like it's about to change. And Janice Clark says, I am really happy for the author and illustrator and so glad to have helped to introduce Wonky to a whole new audience. Now, this book, you know, as I said, I love wordplay, but for me, there's so many other things that I love about this video. I mean, the book just is a lot of fun to read, it sounds like. I haven't actually read it because, you know, it's not available. But I would like to read the whole thing and see the illustrations. You can sort of see them in the video a little bit. But the joy that this grandmother is experiencing in reading this book, and like I said, just watching her laugh with the tears streaming down her face, just if you can watch it without smiling, then you must be having a really, really bad day, or you're very grumpy, and I am sorry that you're having a very grumpy day. As I said, the baby, he could kind of care less, but he's adorable, and he's fun to watch just, you know, kind of sit there on Granny's lap being distracted and not really paying attention while Granny laughs and laughs. So I love that, and I am willing to tell you to try to find it. Maybe, you know, I mean, obviously it's unavailable currently on Amazon, but more will be coming. Maybe your local library has it. It's probably now even on your library, it's probably got, you know, 50 people ahead of you on the holds list. But I love when videos go viral for, in this case, kind of silly reasons. You know, I mean, this isn't someone trying to go viral. This is a grandmother reading to her grandson and laughing because she is so enjoying the book. She's, you know, as she said, she was visualizing this poor wonky donkey. And I think if I remembering the she says, the book says something like, I was walking and I saw a donkey, and then it says hee-haw. And so she has to read this every time, and she starts laughing before she even gets to the hee-haw. And he's got 3 legs and 1 eye. So that's why he's got 1 eye, so he's a winky donkey. And then he's got 3 legs, so he's a winky wonky donkey. See, now I'm laughing. And I love that this video went viral because it is really sweet and it makes other people smile. And because now it's going viral, then this author gets a boost. And you just never know what's going to happen, what's going to cause something to, you know, go viral or gain attention. And so often in our society these days, there's so much sadness, there's so much anger, there's so much of all of those negative emotions in the world right now that it is really, really nice to see things like this, where something goes viral, makes people happy, does something great for the author and the illustrator as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some more books that, I personally find fun and fun to read out loud. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. First segment, we were talking about Wonky Donkey and how it went viral. And I don't have other books that necessarily went viral. I just thought I would think it made it started making me think about the books that I love to read and makes me ask you, what are the books that you have read with your children that you love particularly? Of course, there are the books that they love, but are there books that just struck your funny bone that you weren't expecting them to strike your funny bone? Are there books that you love to read because of the wordplay or the alliteration or the way they rhymed or whatever? I have probably got a lot of those in my life. The first one that popped into my mind was a book that I found a few years ago, and it was when I was working with a preschool, and I would meet with the preschool classes a couple of times a week to read books and sing songs and do just a little 15 minutes with them. There was a preschool on site where I worked, and so while it wasn't my main job, it was part of my job, and it was fabulous. I loved it. So I was always looking for things that I could read with them and that were fun. And one of the songs that we sang was called the Hippopotamus Song. And one of the lines is, hip, hip, hippopotamus, hip, hip, hooray, God made all of us. And there are actions, and the kids just got so wild and squirrely, and they loved it. And I loved singing it with them because I loved watching them. You know, these are 3, 4, and 5-year-olds just singing and stomping and doing all the actions, and it made me happy. And so somehow, I don't even remember how, I found a book. It's by Aaron Zenz, and it is called The Hickopotamus. Now, again, I love wordplay, and I love made-up words. So when I saw the first part of this book, there was a hippopotamus who hiccuped quite a lotamus, and every time he got a mus, he'd fall upon his bottomus. Yes, it's a bit of a tongue twister, but it is so fun, and the illustrations are bright and cheerful. And so the description of the book goes on to say, calamity ensues when an elephant, a centipede, and a rhinoceros try finding a cure for hippo's colossal case of hiccups. And it is again, the author is Aaron Zenz. The author is also the illustrator. So, I read that. Hippopotamus, first of all. Again, I love made-up words. I love compound words, words that, you know, when you kind of smash words together, just makes me happy. So I wanted to read you just a little bit more. So after we find out about the hippopotamus who got hiccups quite a lot of us, then it says, one day he saw an elephant with cakes and green, with cakes of green and yellowphant. He tried to tell her, hellephant, and then the picture shows him hiccuping, and that's the other thing. I love to read books that you get to make silly noises, so the hippopotamus hiccups quite a lot. A lotimus, which means that you or I, as the author, gets to hiccup quite a lot. Another thing that cracks me up about this book is at the end, there are cast bios as though this were a playbill. And so the part of the hippopotamus was played by veteran hippo actor Hank Pulowski. Due to a paralyzing fear of fish, some of his scenes in this book were performed by a crew of stunt doubles. I'm sorry, this makes me laugh. Or many considered it a risk casting an unknown in the significant elephant role, but it would appear that pachyderm Katie McMurphy has a promising career ahead of her. Following a serious allergic reaction, however, she is currently turning down all parts that involve the use of frosting. This makes me happy. People who are silly and zany and who aren't afraid to show that silliness and zaniness just make me smile. And so this book is one of those, and I have to laugh at Aaron Zenz. Looking up Aaron Zenz on Amazon, looks like he does a lot of illustrations. I'm trying to see if he has other books that he has written. I'm seeing him listed as the illustrator on a lot of different books. This one's called The Spaghetti Slurping Sewer Serpent. Wow, that's hard to say. I have to look that up for you because I must know. Sammy Sanders can't sleep. He is 77% sure that a spaghetti slurping serpent lives in his sewer. Sammy and his sidekicks, his sister Sally and their slobbery dog Stan, set out to discover the truth. What Sammy finds is a surprise in this tongue-twisting mystery featuring the slippery letter S. The bright, fun artwork was created in colored pencil. Oh, alliteration, tongue twister, I can't even tell you how happy that makes me. That is, that came out in April of 2012, The Spaghetti Slurping Sewer Serpent by Laura, I'm not sure if it's Ripes or Ripes, R-I-P-E-S, and then of course the illustrator being Aaron Zenz. Now I must look and see more illustration. He did write Little Iffy Learns to Fly. That one is written and illustrated by him. Huggable, an ode to animal dads, written by him. Oh, just awesome. Looks like he's illustrated a whole lot of books. And again, what are the books that have made you happy and why? Is it because of the silly wordplay? Is it because of rhyming? Is it because of alliteration? I would love to hear your suggestions. You can hit me up on social media. I know I say that all the time, but really, it's the only way I get to hear from you. Otherwise, it's just me in a studio with a microphone in front of my face. I would love to hear from you, my listeners, social media. Okay, what's next? So as I was looking for, or trying to think of other books that have made me laugh, I actually came across one that I forgot that I owned. And it is called 17 Things I'm Not Allowed to Do Anymore. And it's by Jenny Offel and illustrated by Nancy Carpenter. And this one is great because it reminds me so much of my nieces, especially my one niece and her best friend, who is also basically a niece. She's just not biologically related, but don't tell her that, okay? Because she doesn't want to hear it. And they have ideas. They can get on the phone. They are 8 and 9, but they've been friends since they were toddlers, but they can get on the phone and they will plan. They will create lists of like 60 things that they're going to do when they have a sleepover. And they have ideas. They're going to do projects. They're going to do experiments. They're going to do recipes. They are going to do so much. So this is called 17 Things I'm Not Allowed to Do Anymore. And it starts out with the main character saying, I had an idea to staple my brother's hair to his pillow. I am not allowed to use the stapler anymore. And you have to see the pictures also. I had an idea to glue my brother's bunny slippers to the floor. I am not allowed to use the glue anymore. And of course, her brother is in the bunny slippers and now stuck. I had an idea to tell my brother he'd soon be eaten by hyenas. I am not allowed to tell my brother's fortune anymore. Poor brother, actually. But does this remind you of a child in your life, of a child who always has ideas? You know, they're just always thinking. Maybe it's not the greatest idea, but to them, it seems like a really good idea. This book came out in September of 2011, just so you know. But I know this kid who has got ideas and floats them to an adult. This kid isn't floating them to an adult, but you know, who says to the adult, I have an idea, I want to X, Y, and Z. And the adult is like, no, because I am certainly not cleaning up that mess. But you never know when these ideas actually will lead to something kind of amazing. And that's one of the things that I love about childhood. And I love about books that capture that about childhood. So Yeah, this one doesn't have the wordplay except for the I had an idea and then I'm not allowed to X, Y, and Z anymore. 17 things that she is not allowed to do anymore. Thank you very much. But it just, it makes me smile and it makes me laugh because it makes me think of my nieces, especially the one niece and her friend who is, again, also a niece. And it makes me happy because of the images that it evokes, but also because I can kind of see myself as a kid in that book as well. Gonna take another break, and when we come back, we'll be doing one more section on books that make me laugh, and maybe they make you laugh too. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, where I am talking about books that make me laugh, especially children's books today that make me laugh. And started with the viral video of the Scottish granny who read to her grandson and just laughed hysterically, and then talked about a few of the books that I've encountered more recently in my life that I have read to small children or that have reminded me of small children that I know. And as I was thinking about this episode and doing a little looking around about this episode, I just, you know, as I often do, did an internet search for funny children's books. And if you are interested in finding funny children's books for the children in your life, I mean, you probably, again, already have some favorites, but there are some great lists out there, and a few names and books that kept coming up. Sandra Boynton was one of them. She is one of my favorite authors. She writes a lot of board books, which are great for smaller children. And there, I also follow her on Twitter, and she's awesome on Twitter. But she, I love her drawings, and just they're often kind of repetitive and rhymey, and all the things that I like. Another author that came up was Mo Willems, and I know I've read some of his. I've read Nuffle Bunny, which is by him, to one of my nieces who kept checking it out of the library. She loved it for a period, so I know I've read that one. Although I only sort of remember it, and I'm certain that I've read Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, but his books kept coming up as just hilarious and ones that people's children asked for again and again. So that's one author. There's a book that is written by one of the guys from The Office, and it's A Book with No Pictures, and I think that's what it's called, A Book with No Pictures, which sounds really boring for children's books, right? Except that it's meant to be read out loud, and the person reading the book is then forced into saying really ridiculous things that, of course, then the child finds hilarious because just nonsense words or funny sentences that make children laugh. So I hadn't heard of that one, but seems intriguing. Made me think, I think I did see this on one list, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad, No Good, Rotten, Very Bad Day. See, once I started saying it, I couldn't get it all out. And I've maybe talked about this book before, but one of my favorites from childhood and one of my favorites now to read to other children, because Alexander is just, he really is having a terrible day. Nothing is going right. And just the way he says things, and I like to read it out loud because he's so put out by everything. You know, he gets gum in his hair and he doesn't get to sit by the window in the car on the way to school, and they go shopping for shoes and they don't have the ones that he likes. His brothers get the ones they want, and the cat decides it likes one of his brothers better, and they had something for dinner that he doesn't like, and just And throughout the book, he's always saying, you know, I'm going to move to Australia, because that's apparently what you do when your day is not going well. And at the end, he says that his mom told him that some days are like that, even in Australia. So moving to Australia would not make your day better. I know that they made a movie out of this fairly recently. Steve Carell, I believe, is in it, and Jennifer Garner. Haven't seen it. Need to put it on my list. Although, again, it's going to be one of those books where they take a rather concise children's book and turn it into a full-length feature picture. So I have absolutely no idea how that worked. Some of you have already seen it, so you could tell me, but I have not seen it. Some of the other books that popped up that I was happy to see were Junie B. Jones, and I have talked about her on the podcast, and the Ramona books, Ramona and Beezus books, talked about that on the same episode that I talked about Junie B. Jones, my fun, feisty girls episode a while back. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but if you haven't listened to that and you have never read Ramona or Junie B. Jones, then you should go check those out. Junie B. cracks me up because of the way she talks and the way she makes up words. You know, she's hottish and sweatish at one point when she's on the bus and there's no air conditioning or something. And I fell in love with those by listening to my sister read them to her two daughters, two of my five nieces, when they were younger. And that was a lot of fun. So what else? What else do you have on your book list of things that you love to read out loud or that your children love to read? Have you read out loud to them? One book that I sent to my nephew when he was probably 3 or 4-ish was called Bear in Underwear. And I don't think it's exactly funny. I mean, it tells a story about a bear, and the pictures are hilarious to me because the bear wears tighty whities. But underwear, underpants, even the words are hilarious to children of a certain age. In fact, I remember telling two of my nieces a story once, and the more I said the word underpants, the more hilarious, hysterically, they laughed. So underpants is just a funny word. It's probably why Captain Underpants is so popular. I haven't read that one either, nor have I seen the movie, so I cannot speak on Captain Underpants, but underpants is so much fun to say, almost even as an adult, but I know for kids, it's a fun word to say. I love words. Love words, love alliteration, love word play, wish that I was better at it. So when I find a book that has words that just flow together so well, or that just cleverly put together, that makes me happy, makes me smile. Dr. Seuss was brilliant at this. You know, there's so many Dr. Seuss books that are rhyming, and some of them are just silly, and some of them are more serious and have, you know, a deeper message behind them. There's the Places You'll Go book that's so popular for kids who are graduating. But Dr. Seuss just had a way, I think, of the book. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, and just the way that builds and grows, and the way the story describes things so vividly. He was just brilliant, and I loved the made-up words. Makes me think of Big Z, Little Z, What Begins with Z? Well, zither, zather, zuz, as you can plainly see. Well, yes, those things do begin with Z. I do not know what a zither, zather, zuz is, and neither does probably Dr. Seuss, although it was in his head, so maybe he does. I just love words, and I love the way that they're put together, and I'm so grateful that there are people out there who put them together, and put them together in fun ways that make me smile, and they put them together in ways that make a Scottish grandmother living in Australia laugh so until tears roll down her face, and just this beautiful moment of her spending with her grandson that turns into a moment of hilarity that I'm sure she didn't see coming. So again, I would love to hear your additions to this list. What are the books that make you smile? What are the books that make you laugh? What are the books that you will read over and over again just because you love the way the words flow together? Hit me up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Those links are in the show notes. And tell me, what are your favorite books of wordplay? That's it for this episode of the GSMC Book Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Join me again on Tuesday and we'll talk some more about books. In the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.